Ty Augustin and Romani Wells out, out for the tip. Josiah Augustin 6'8", so he's got a quite a bit of adventures in this. Winner of the tip. Actually tipped out of bounds by Seth Ravia, so it'll be Mount Vernon Marauder ball right next to their goal. Yeah. Braden, really, really packed game tonight.
Very packed.
Shoulder to shoulder almost everywhere I look.
Yep.
Student sections are packed. Just everywhere I see, there's a lot of ooh, high scores. Dontrez Braxton steals the pass, but he mishandles the dribble and hits it out of bounds. So
it's just a simple mistake. He can fix that. He can fix it.
Yeah. Got a lot of time. That is Julian Smith taking up the court for Mount Vernon, trying to set up a play here. Over to Elijah Parra. Top of the key. Back to Julian Smith on the left wing. Driving in to Elijah Parra on the right wing. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Seth Aravia. Dontrez Braxton taking up the court. Crossing the timeline. To the right wing. Over to Evan Mazingo. Tries to take it up. Trying to set up a play. Dontrez Braxton. To Josiah Guss on the left wing. Driving. Back out to Aaron Cookson on the left wing. To Seth Aravia. Aaron Cookson in the left corner. Driving in. No good. A little short. Rebounded by Mount Vernon. Julian Smith on the left wing. To Elijah Parra on the top of the key. Then to Aiden Doherty. Over to Elijah Parra up on the top of the key. It's Brady Fitzgerald on the right wing. Over to Julian Smith. Back out to the corner. Romani Wells driving in on Josiah Gussing. It's good defense there by Josiah. Made Romani Wells try to pick up his dribble, but tip lost the ball, went out of bounds, so Mount Vernon Marauder turnover.
Turnovers like that can set the tone for the Arabians.
Yeah, shows the nervousness of this Mount Vernon team going into this Pendleton Heights, against these Pendleton Heights at Pendleton Heights. Dontrez Braxton lobs up to Josiah Gustin, and it's good. The alley-oop.
What a lob.
These are the first points of the game. That's the motivation booster that the Arabians need. As you can hear, the student section is already getting hyped. Julian Smith on the corner. Shots up. Deep two. Rebounded by Josiah Gustin. Aaron Cookson actually got hit by Josiah Gustin. He was a little shocked of that.
He looked pretty shocked.
Yeah, Dontrez Braxton tried to set up a play here. To Evan Mazingo. Over to Josiah Gustin on the left wing. Shot fake. Trying to drive in on the charity stripe. No good off the left. Julian Smith taking it up the court for the Mount Vernon Marauders. Julian Smith trying to slow down pace. Over to Elijah Parra on the right wing. Then to Brady Fitzgerald. Back to Elijah Parra at the top of the key. Elijah Parra, left wing with a shot. Little short. Rebounded there by Seth Aravia. Dontrez Braxton now taking up the court. Really great defense by both teams right now. Only 2 points on the board for any team. 2-0 Arabians with 4 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Evan Mazinga with the shot in the left corner. No good. Rebounded there by Aiden Doherty. Over to Julian Smith. Julian Smith over to Elijah Parr on the right wing. Driving in on Josiah Gustin. That was a great shot there. Over Josiah Gustin and Seth Aravia.
Very tough shot selection. I'm very very surprised he made that shot.
Yeah, there's three Arabians around, and he managed to get that shot up and went in. Dontrez Braxton trying to get it to Seth Aravia. Couldn't get it there. Over to Evan Mazingo on the right wing. Shots up. No good. Rebounded there by Julian Smith. Julian Smith trying to set up a play right next to the timeline. Over to Brady Fitzgerald. Back over to Julian Smith at the top of the key. Julian Smith passed to Aiden Doherty. A lot of Julian Smith with the ball right now, just trying to set up the play, just trying to move it up the top. Not really down, not a whole lot down low from the Marauders.
He has definitely had the ball for quite some time for the Marauders.
Aiden Daughtry at the top of the key. Aaron Cookson guarding. Poked out, almost stolen by Aaron Cookson. He slipped, almost kind of looked like his body just hit it out of bounds right there. So it'll be Mount Vernon ball. 2-2. Tie ball game. 3 minutes, 37 seconds left in this first quarter. Mount Vernon Marauders ball. Riker Bear in for the Mount Vernon Marauders. Passing it in. Brady Fitzgerald. Over to Charlie Cross on the left wing. To Riker Bear. Riker Bear with the top key three. No good. Rebounded there by Josiah Gustin. Dontrez Baxton taking it up with some pace. Over to Aaron Cookson on the left wing. Aaron Cookson going down to the left corner. Tries to get it up to Josiah Gustin. Does. Evan Mazingo tries to cut up to the right wing from the right corner. Josiah just thought
just it was a little bit of miscommunication. They can fix it. Just a little bit of miscommunication.
Yeah. Got a lot of time left. 3 minutes, 8 seconds. Still tie ball game, 2-2. Cooper Sims comes in for Dontrez Braxton for the Arabians. Charlie Cross on the left corner, Mount Vernon Marauders. Over to Riker Bear on the right wing. Back to Charlie Cross, who cut all the way back. Brady Fitzgerald on the left wing to Charlie Cross in the left corner. Back to the top of the key. Aiden Daughtry trying to drive it on Aaron Cookson. Backs out to the top of the key and passes to Brady Fitzgerald. Brady Fitzgerald passes to Tanner Teschendorf. Back to Brady Fitzgerald, and that's good on the right wing from Brady Fitzgerald. So it is 2-5 Marauders lead. Cooper Sims taking it up the court for the Arabians. Over to Aaron Cookson on the left wing, who passes it in to Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin passes out to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims with the shot on Charlie Cross. Charlie Cross well defended there. Mount Vernon ball, Charlie Cross. Top of the key. Trying to set up a play here. Over to Brady Fitzgerald on the right wing. To Tanner Teschendorf. Down on the post against Seth Laravia. Back out to Brady Fitzgerald. Over to Tanner Teschendorf again. Over to Aiden Daughtry on the right wing. Shot fake down low. Drives down low on Josiah Gustin and Eric Cookson. Well guarded there. Good defense there by the Arabians. Cooper Sims taking it up the court for the Arabians. Foul called. It's the first foul of the game on Mount Vernon. That was on Brady Fitzgerald. First foul of the game. 1 minute, 11 seconds left in this first quarter. Mount Vernon leads 5-2. Isaac Wilson passes down to Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin draws the foul. Almost went in for that and one. Josiah Gustin going to the charity stripe for two.
That is a Brady Fitzgerald's second foul. We are still in the first quarter.
Yeah.
He could be in foul trouble very late in the game.
He has the only two fouls in this entire game, actually.
That is very true.
Josiah Gustin. First shot's up. He's good. Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin has all 3 points for the Arabians in this first quarter.
He does. Yeah.
Reese Kaplinger goes in for Seth Laravia.
Josiah Gustin would be a big factor in this game with this very hot start.
Yeah, Josiah Gustin was a very big key in the game last year against Mount Vernon. I think we're going to see that same thing again. Second shot was a little short. Almost rebounded there by Reese Kaplinger. It is Arabian's ball. It was tipped out by Mount Vernon. So good effort there by Reese Kaplinger to try to get that board. Now it's Arabian's ball right next to the...
Very good effort. Ooh. Effort wins over skill most of the time.
Josiah Gustin on the left wing. Out to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims spins out of the defender, almost made there by Aaron Cookson down low on the post. Just bounces off the back of the rim and out. Julian Smith on the left wing for the Mount Vernon Marauders. Over to Ramani Wells at the top of the key. Guarded there by Josiah Gustin. Tries to drive in on Josiah. Trips. Foul called on the floor. It's Josiah Gustin with the trip. The first foul for the Arabians. 38 seconds left in this first quarter. 3-5 Marauders lead. Very low scoring game, as you said, Braden.
That is true. It is a very low scoring game. I anticipated it being a very low scoring game. It's also a very low fouling game, I'd assume. As I see, there's just one player on the Mount Vernon Marauders with two fouls.
Julian Smith at the top of the key, trying to set up a play. Julian Smith trying to set this play up. Taking a lot of time here. Trying to get the last second shot. Still staying at the... Now driving in. Pass out to Elijah Parra at the top of the key. Barely misses. Almost toilet bowls around the rim.
That rebound
over to Isaac Wilson. Isaac Wilson for the last second shot. Almost goes in.
That last second rebound by Reese Kaplan. It was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the end of the first quarter. Mount Vernon leads 5-3. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court. As you hear, student section are really getting into the game. 5-3 Mount Vernon Marauders lead at the start of the second quarter. Arabians ball. Cooper Sims taking it up. Over to Evan Mazingo, trying to drive in. At the top of the key now. Recapping on the right wing. Passes down low to Josiah Gustin, over defender. Josiah Gustin spins. Good move there, but just off to the left.
Off target. He can fix it.
Yep. Mount Vernon with a rebound. Julian Smith at the top of the key. Mount Vernon's really trying to slow down pace while the Arabians are playing quick. Really working the Arabians' favor for defense. Ramani Wells on the left wing. No good. Cooper Sims taking up the court now. Over to Aaron Cookston. Top of the key. Now to Evan Mazingo driving in on the right wing. Back out to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims pulls up. Gets blocked there. Evan Mazingo on the left wing now with the ball. Over to Cooper Sims on the other wing. Now to the top of the key. Aaron Cookston on that right wing. Driving in. Cooper Sims now with the ball at the top of the key. Back down to Aaron Cookston. Now over to Evan Mazingo on the right wing. Cooper Sims with the ball. Cooper Sims being well guarded there by Riker Bear. Passed out to Reese Kaplinger, but Reese Kaplinger overshoots Josiah Gustin. Miscommunication there. Turnover Arabians, Mount Vernon Marauders ball.
A lot of turnovers here to start the game, Ryan.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a big thing in this that Coach Bucks is going to talk about in this halftime break. Julian Smith drives down. Cooper Sims tries to draw the foul. The charge actually is called on Aaron Cookson for the push.
Foul. That is absurd.
I actually think it was on Aaron Cookson.
It was on Aaron Cookson. They called it a blocking foul, I believe. Oh.
3-5 Mount Vernon Marauders lead with 6 minutes, 12 seconds left. Elijah Parr with the ball, driving on. Just, I guess, tries to pass out to Romani Wells. Stolen by there by Aaron Cookson. Aaron Cookson taking it up the court. Now Cooper Sims. Over to Aaron Cookson in the left corner. To Josiah Cookson at the top of the key. Evan Cookson in the left wing, left corner, excuse me.
Foul called. Foul called number 23, Romani Wells.
Romani Wells. First foul of this. Second foul, excuse me, of this second quarter. Still 5-3, Mount Vernon Marauders lead. 5 minutes, 48 seconds left.
I am anticipating a very low scoring game if it's going to stay at this pace.
Seth Arabia passing over to Cooper Sims at the top of the key. Sims driving in. Foul called. Cooper Sims, great job there by drawing the foul, trying to get up. Riker Bear there with the foul. Cooper Sims is going to go to this charity stripe for two.
We could use these points to tie the game and give us a little bit of momentum that we have not seen in the game yet.
Yeah, that is Cooper Sims' first. Good. Cooper Sims is a sophomore. You can see a lot of him, I think, in these next 2 weeks.
One of the only sophomores on the Arabians, I believe, that has got consistent varsity time.
Yeah, I think the only, if I'm correct. Second one is good for Cooper Sims. Julian Smith taking it up the court. Over to Romani Wells on the left wing. Now Aiden Dotry. Over to Elijah Parra on the right wing. Back to Aiden Dotry. Julian Smith driving in. Blocked there by Josiah Gustin on the right post. Over to Romani Wells. Also really, Josiah Gustin with two blocks in the same possession.
Two blocks, and he got his own rebound. That is absurd.
Aaron Cookson now at the top of the key, trying to lead Cooper Sims, the young Cooper Sims, to where he needs to go. Now Josiah Gustin down on the left post. Spins to the left. Almost goes in. Rebounded there by Cooper Sims in between two Mount Vernon Marauders players. Jump ball. It'll be Mount Vernon Marauders ball. 5-5. 4 minutes, 47 seconds left in the second quarter.
A little bit of a hot take, I guess you could say, but Cooper Sims made a pretty big factor in the short minutes he's got.
Yeah, Cooper Sims had played 13 minutes in that game against LaPel. Had a lot of minutes against Wapahani.
He's already got 2 of the points and 2 of the rebounds.
Romani Wells, deep 2 at the top of the key. Misses, but Julian Smith tries to drive down low to get the rebound. Fouled there by Evan Mazingo.
Aaron Cookson.
Was it Aaron Cookson?
Yeah, it was.
Excuse me. Aaron Cookson with the foul. There's 3 Arabians down there. Julian Smith managed to get around all 3. Isaac Wilson going in for Aaron Cookson. That is Aaron Cookson's second foul. So you're going to try to keep him good for... We will stop 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back to Joe Buck Court. 5-5 score. 4 minutes, 7 seconds left in the second quarter, where Brady Fitzgerald on the right wing for the Mount Vernon Marauders, right when they get the ball passed in, hits the 3. That is his 6th point of the game for the Mount Vernon Marauders. 8-5 now the score, 3 minutes 50 seconds left. Cooper Sims with the ball. Over to Seth LaRavia on the left wing. Drives down, mid-range 2. No good. Rebounded there by Julian Smith. Over to Elijah Parra in the left corner. It is good. Timeout, Pendleton Heights. score 11-5. We'll take a quick break with them. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court, where the Arabians and Marauders are coming back out from that timeout. 11-5 the score, Mount Vernon Marauders lead. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. It is Arabians ball. Cooper Sims will be taking it up for the Arabians. Across the timeline. Cooper Sims over to Isaac Wilson on the right wing, driving in on Julian Smith. Almost as good off the front part of the rim on that layup. Julian Smith calls a timeout. We'll stay right here. 11-5 the score. Brady Fitzgerald leading the entire game with 6 points, and we have Elijah Parr with five. So only two players for the Marauders who have scored. Same thing for the Arabians, Josiah Guess and Cooper Sims. So, as you said, Braden, it's a very well-defended game. I feel like we're going to see that the entire time. And we're going to see a lot of the student section, just both student sections going to get in it, especially down into the lower parts of the game. Last year was a really close game. Mount Vernon won by 2 points in that game. Last second shot by Evan Mazinga was no good. But what do you think the Arabians need to do in the second quarter and going into later in the game to improve to pull out with the win here, Braden?
They're going to need to do a lot. One, handling the ball a little better. Got some very costly turnovers here early in the game. Also, not necessarily rebounding the ball, but getting the necessary rebounds, the ones that we need to get, and maybe getting a couple turnovers in your favor here in the late part of the game.
So Julian Smith now from the Mount Vernon Marauders taking up the court. Over to Romani Wells driving on Josiah Gustin. Back out to Elijah Parra on the left wing. On that left elbow now. To Julian Smith on the right wing. Guarded by Isaac Wilson. Julian Smith driving in on Isaac Wilson. Well defended there, but Seth Arabia and Isaac Wilson. Shot is good for Julian Smith.
Their leading scorer has their first point of the game.
Isaac Wilson passed to Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo almost was actually stolen. And Mazinga picks it up, though. Over to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims drills the three. That is Cooper Sims' fifth point of the game. Elijah Parra now, the right side of the court for Mount Vernon, taking it up. Now to Romani Wells on the left corner, guarded by Josiah Gustin. Over to Julian Smith on the right wing. Foul called. I think it was on Romani Wells for the moving screen. Yep, moving screen by Romani.
Also, his second Marauder two fouls earlier in the second quarter.
Now Riker Bear is going to go in for Mount Vernon. Romani Wells takes a seat. Cooper Sims taking up the court. Isaac Wilson was taken out. Now it's Dontrez Braxton and Cooper Sims at the guard spot. Cooper Sims tries to pass down low to Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin loses the ball in between his legs. Julian Smith steals the ball. Now, Marauders ball. Elijah Parra driving in. Elijah Parra on the right wing. Guarded by Evan Mazingo. Now trying to set up a play. Guarded by Evan Mazingo. Driving in now. Brady Fitzgerald on the left wing. To Julian Smith across the court. Julian Smith over Evan Mazingo. No good. Rebounded there by Josiah Gustin. Arabians taking pace. Cooper Sims now on top of the key. To Seth Arabia. Down low to Josiah Gustin on the right wing. Josiah Gustin Mount Vernon tries to draw the foul there. No call. Josiah Gustin wide open for that layup.
Two players have our points, and they are both in 5 points. And it's only points of the game.
And it's Cooper Sims and Josiah Gustin, the biggest key factor of this game. Also, one thing I've been seeing is a lot of great ball movement in the game for both teams, more so the Ravens, I believe. I feel like the Marauders are more so relying on Julian Smith to handle the ball early in this first half, but maybe they'll switch that here come later in the game.
Yeah, Julian Smith has had a lot of possession, had a lot of time of possession with the ball, I think, way more than anyone else for this Marauders team.
He's probably got north of 7 minutes of possession time.
Yeah, he now has the ball, taking it up. Over to Riker Bear on the right. Now over to Aiden Daughtry, the freshman. Now down low to Tanner Teschendorf. Excuse me, that was Brady Fitzgerald. Over to Julian Smith on the left wing, and that is good. That's Julian Smith's fifth point of the game. Dontrez Braxton passes down on the right corner to Evan Mazingo. Over to Cooper Sims passes over to Josiah Gustin. Tipped out. Actually, calling it a Ravens ball, but there's a lot
this
of...
This is a big game. Holy moly.
A lot of disagreement from Mount Vernon's side, and a lot of agreement from Ravens, as I would have thought. Evan Mazingo now tipped away. Cooper Sims picks it back up. Cooper Sims passes it down over to Josiah Gustin on the right corner.
Game time play, baby. Yes, sir.
Josiah Gustin with a step back, deep two. Josiah Gustin has 7 points now in the game. 16-12 with 6 seconds left of this second quarter. Julian Smith driving down low on Josiah Gustin. Well guarded there, but Julian Smith still pulls up with that point. So that will do it for this first half. 18-12 is our score, but Zion Palmieri got to sit with the color guard of the Pendleton Heights. But this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the halftime interview on the 91.7 Arabian Sports Network. I am here with...
Mads.
She is a member of Pendleton Heights Color Guard, correct? Okay, so what are some main differences between Marching Band Guard and Winter Guard?
Well, Marching Band, I mean, obviously you're with the band, but you also have to deal with moving around a lot more because you have to cover a whole football field. And I will say Winter Guard's always, like, the stuff's a little bit harder because you don't have to deal with, like, the wind and everything. So, like, there's more tricks and that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. I don't prefer either. But
is there, you said you have to, like, deal with wind and stuff like
that.
Is it, like, significantly harder or?
Depending on how, fast the wind is blowing, it can, especially, like, with, like, flags, it will get caught in the silk, and your tosses or just like choreography in general can be like majorly messed up and everything, or just a lot harder. And it doesn't really affect weapons as much. Like saber tosses are fine because of how thin it is. It kind of just cuts through it. But rifle is kind of scary because it's this giant block of wood that, you know, could move at any point in the air while it's up there.
So what is the most difficult thing in both guards?
I don't really know. It depends on the person, because at least for me, dance is harder than anything, because that's a huge aspect. But I mean, it could really be anything, because some people have a harder time with flag, some people have a harder time with weapon and that kind of stuff. Like it's all like depending on the person.
Do you have a favorite thing?
Probably like rifle and saber.
Is there a specific reason? I know you said dance was harder for you.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I grew up in guard, so like learning how to like spin and like do choreography and stuff hasn't really been that tricky to like learn how to figure out throughout the years. But
so for you right now, what does an average practice look like?
So we dance for around like 30 minutes to an hour, like depend, like for like a 3-hour practice or like 4-hour. We dance for like 30 minutes to an hour. And then depending on the time of the season, you'll either do like technique for a little bit, or you'll just jump straight into learning or reviewing and cleaning choreography. And it'll basically just be like that until like probably like the last 30 minutes. And then you'll start like doing like chunks through the show and that kind of stuff, or and then doing a full run at the end of practice.
So for you, so you are a senior?
I'm a junior.
Oh, you're a junior.
Yeah.
So since you've joined, what all has changed?
Well, we've had a bunch of directors like go through it. Because we started with these two people, and then they left. And then over 2021, we had like probably like 5 or 6 different people come in and leave. And then we had 2 more people come in, and then one of them left. But then and then the other person left. But then the one person came back, and now we're with him. And there's a bunch of, I don't know, it's probably just like the people in general, like directors and like members and everything.
For you, is there any specific thing that you think you've improved like a lot on? I'm sure you've, you know, you're a junior. I'm sure you've improved a lot.
Probably with like weapon, because you normally start out on like flag and you like move up when you get more experience in different things. But, yeah, probably weapon.
Is there a specific favorite show you've done?
I mean, my first Winter Guard show was pretty fun. But I think either this marching band show or my 8th grade Winter Guard show.
Is there a favorite show you've seen?
Ooh. I've seen way too many. Marching band is probably the Blue Coat show this year, and I don't even know Winter Guard, because I have so many favorites. I like a lot of shows from, there's this independent guard called Amp that's really good. Fusion's really good. I don't know, I have a lot of favorites. It's bad.
Well, that will be it. Thanks for joining me here. This was the halftime interview on 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court. Me and Braden are going to go over the first half stats and then talk about more later game. So for Mount Vernon,
leading the team in points is Julian Smith with 7. All of those points actually coming in the second quarter. Then we have Brady Fitzgerald with 6. Elijah Parr with 5. Only three people from Mount Vernon who have scored. But then for Pendleton Heights, only 2 people have scored. Josiah Gustin with 7. Cooper Simmons with 5. So Mount Vernon up 6 points in this game. But for Pendleton Heights, they are 25% on 3-point and 2-point shots. Then for Mount Vernon, 2-point field goals, they're 33%. And 3-point, they're 44%. So Mount Vernon leading in score points right now and shooting percentage. So we see, I think for Pendleton Heights, they've been really just rushing those shots in that first quarter. They've really been rushing down the court, actually, for most of the time. And then, as we saw, Mount Vernon, they've been really slowing down the pace. I think that's really helped for the Arabians. But what have you seen?
For the Arabians, I agree with the little pace thing you're saying. They're not a fast-paced team. They've made a bucket off of fast-paced scoring, and they're a very slow-paced team. They need to get the ball half-court, draw up a play, figure it out, run the play, shoot the ball. They're playing a little too fast-paced, taking a little bit of bad shot selection, and it's how it's going to work if you're taking bad shot selections and playing at a fast pace that you're not used to playing. And for the Marauders, they're also playing a little fast-paced, but that's how their team operates. They've had a couple slow-paced possessions. They've scored off them. They can play either way so far is what I've seen. But they're doing better with the fast-paced offense, and it's working out pretty well for them.
Yeah, we have just a little bit more time here. So what do you think the Arabians really need to work on? As we've said turnovers a lot for this Arabians team, as we've seen in the fast race, Dontrez Braxton really fumbling the ball there a few times down low, then a few passes there, misreach, trying to get Josiah Gustin, either get stolen or overthrown. But I think the Arabians, they really have a lot going for them defensively. They've done a really great job. All those buckets for Mount Vernon have not been very easy. They've been really tough buckets, and they've done a really great job at just trying to get them up, just taking their time with the shots, and they've done great. Ravens have done a great job defending, as I said.
Ryan, I agree. We've kept a lock on Julian Smith for a while. He had no points in the first quarter. Then we thought we did it all. We thought we did it all, and we let Julian Smith score 7 points in the second quarter, which is a little bit not good, if you say so yourself.
So now, Ravens taking it up the court. It's Dontrez Braxton with the ball over to Josiah Gustin on the left wing. To Dontrez Braxton at the top of the key. Over to Evan Mazingo on the right elbow. To Aaron Christ on the left corner. Back to Dontrez Braxton at the top of the key. Evan Mazingo on the right wing now. 3 is good.
Cash, baby, yes.
That is Evan Mazingo's first points of the game. 15-18, Mount Vernon leads. Julian Smith taking it up for Mount Vernon. Over to Elijah Parra. To Brady Fitzgerald, back over to Julian Smith on that left wing. Driving in, Euro step out to Elijah Parra. Aiden Daughtry driving in. Julian Smith now. Julian Smith has been everywhere for Mount Vernon. I see him one place and I go to look at him again. He's on the complete other side of the court with the ball.
So currently, I've seen him as the Mount Vernon's offense. He's assisting people. He's taking the shots. He's getting rebounds. He's really doing it all for the Mount Vernon Marauders.
That ball is tipped out by Arabian, so Mount Vernon passes it in. Romani Wells over to Julian Smith. Now Aiden Daughtry in the right corner. Over to Elijah Parra. Now Julian Smith at the top of the key. To Aiden Daughtry. Now Romani Wells on Josiah Gustin. Tries to drive in. Josiah Gustin stops him. Now he's at the top of the key trying to set up a play. Aiden Daughtry in the right wing. Elijah Parra now. Mount Vernon is still trying to set up a play here. Romani Wells on that left wing. Put it into Daughtry. Now Romani Wells at the left wing again. Julian Smith on that right wing now with the ball.
They've held the ball for a long time on this possession. Probably about a whole 45 seconds.
I think it might have been over a minute actually now.
Yeah.
Elijah Parr on the left wing now with the ball. Trying to drive in on Dontrez Braxton. Slips up a little bit. A lot of people calling for travel on the student section. Now Elijah Parra with the shot. Left wing, no good. Rebounded there by Dontrez Braxton. Taking up the court quickly. Now on that left wing. Left post, I mean. Passes down to Josiah Gessen. Josiah Gessen with that easy layup.
Josiah's got 9 points now.
Yeah, 17-18 score. Mount Vernon leads. Julian Smith on the right wing now. Over to Romani Wells. And on the left corner. Elijah Parra passes to Aiden Daughtry. Aiden Daughtry with his first points of the game. Aaron Cookson, the ball passes to Dontrez Braxton. Mount Vernon in a full court press now. Dontrez Braxton passes the timeline. Now trying to speed up pace again. Evan Mazingo now driving in. Eurostep. Foul on the court. Charge. Foul on Evan Mazingo. Mount Vernon ball. 2017, Mount Vernon leads. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Looks like there's a little bit of water on the court.
A little bit of sweat. These boys are working really hard.
Yeah. You can see a very low-scoring game. Julian Smith taking it up for Mount Vernon. Driving in on Seth LaRavia. Out to Elijah Parra. Now Romani Wells driving on in from top of the key. Stolen there by Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo passes to Dontrez Braxton. Now taking it up the court. Across the timeline. Heavily guarded there by Julian Smith. Now Aaron Cookson. Back to Dontrez Braxton. He drives in. Back out to Aaron Cookson on the top of the key. To Dontrez Braxton on the left wing. Driving in on Julian Smith. Tries to spin. Spin move. No, did not work. To Josiah Gus on the right elbow. Driving in on Romani Wells. Draws the foul. Josiah Gusson will go to the charity stripe for two.
That is Romani Wells' third foul.
Yeah, and you'd wonder if they would like to sub him out or not.
I'm not sure what they are. We're still mid-third quarter, so, I mean, he's still got two fouls to give if possible. And I see Tanner Teschenbaum. He's coming in.
Yep, you are correct. Tanner Teschendorf now in for Monty Wells. Josiah Gessen's first one was good. That puts him up to 10. 18-20, Mount Vernon leads. Josiah's second one is up, and that is good. Now Julian Smith taking it up for Mount Vernon. Guarded heavily by Aaron Cookson. Now over to Elijah Parra. To Andrew Daughtry. Over to Julian Smith on the other side of the court. No good. The three is no good. Evan Mazingo
That's
trying to take
Marauders.
It up.
That's out of the Marauders.
That is almost looked like Evan just threw it off his leg.
It did. That was
that thing went flying.
It was soaring out the hallway.
Arabians with the ball down low. Dontrez Braxton taking it out for the Arabians. Over to Aaron Cookson on that left corner. To Evan Mazingo. Back over to Aaron. Dontrez now with the ball on the right wing. Down low to Josiah on the right elbow. Josiah pulls up for two. No good, but he gets his own rebound and goes up with a layup. That is good. Arabians with the lead
points.
Now. Yeah, Arabians with the lead, Brad.
Josiah Gustin's well past his season average as he's been shut down a couple of games. This game, he is really turning up.
Yeah, 21-20, Arabians lead. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Julian Smith, ball. Now that is Brady Fitzgerald on the right wing. Over to Tanner Teschendorf. To Julian Smith on the left wing. Elijah Parra with a three at the top of the key. And that is good, right over Dontrez Braxton. Aaron Cookson now taking it up the court. Dontrez Braxton passes back to Aaron Cookson. Over to Evan Mazingo. Just trying to swing it around now. Now down to Josiah Gessen down low. Back to Dontrez Braxton on that left wing. Dontrez trying to drive. To Seth LaRavia on the corner. Seth driving in. And one.
and one. Seth Ravey with the layup. And that is good. That foul is on. I'm correct. Julian Smith. That is Seth Ravey's first points of the game, and he is going for the line for free throw.
Ryan, one player I want to talk about is Elijah Barr. I know the Ravens are shooting free throws, but he's got 8 points. And he's leading the team. He's putting the team on his back. Not necessarily all the way on his back. There's Julian Smith still carrying a little bit, and Brady Fitzgerald. They're all producing, but I believe Elijah Parr is producing at the next level.
Checking in for the Ravens, number 31.
Josiah Gustin subbed out for Reese Kaplinger. Yeah, as you said, Elijah Parr, he does have 8 points, but I think a lot of that success, there has to be some credit given to Julian Smith. He's just done a great job.
He's assisting, he's rebounding, he's scoring. He's really doing it all for the Marauders.
Seth Aravia's free throw is good. I mean, it looks like he's just running around the court, just tiring out his defender all the time.
And he doesn't even look affected by it.
No. Julian Smith gets the ball over to Brady Fitzgerald. Brady Fitzgerald passes to Andrew Daughtry. To Elijah Parr down low, guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Dontrez Braxton, really great defense. Dontrez Braxton with the rebound. Dontrez, I gotta say, he's not the tallest guy on the court, but he still finds a way to get those rebounds. He's a very aggressive player. Timeout from Pendleton Knights. We're going to take a quick break with them. 24-23, Arabians lead with 2 minutes 11 seconds left in this third quarter. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here back to Joe Buck Court, where the Arabians lead 24-23 against the Mount Vernon Marauders. 2 minutes 11 seconds left in this third quarter. Actually, Braden, this is the first time the Arabians have led since the first points have been scored.
It is, Ryan, and Josiah Gustin has been a pretty big factor in that, holding with the scoring lead for the Arabians with 13, and well above his season average right now.
Yeah, Josiah Gustin, it's very tough to guard a guy of his size who could move around, shoot. He can do a lot of things, and he's a very dangerous player.
They've got a couple guys close to his height, but nothing's been able to stop him so far.
And Mazingo passing to Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin driving in on Tanner Teschendorf. Pulls up from the mid-range two. No good. Rebounded there by Elijah Parra. Deep pass to Tanner Teschendorf, guarded by Josiah Gustin. Right over Josiah Gustin's hands. Tanner Teschendorf's first points of the game. Dontrez Braxton now taking up the court for the Arabians. Over to Aaron Coast on the right wing. Back to Dontrez Braxton. Dontrez Braxton passes to Aaron Coast. Down to Seth Arabia. Back to Aaron. Now Evan Mazinga with the ball in the left wing. Back to Aaron Cookson. Aaron Cookson driving on Elijah Parra. That is a very tough bucket, and it's good from Aaron Cookson. That is Aaron Cookson's first points of the game.
See a lot more guys getting involved than just Cooper Sims and Josiah Gustin currently.
Elijah Parra passing to Brady Fitzgerald over to Tanner Teschendorf. Elijah Parra with the three. Elijah Parra, three is good. That is his third three, if I'm correct, of the game. Referees.
Official timeout.
I'm not even sure what happened, Ryan. Did you see it?
No, I did not. There's a referee timeout. Cooper Sims takes out Dontrez Braxton.
I saw Aaron Cookson holding his head, but I'm not 100% sure what happened. Maybe an elbow to the head?
Maybe. Just making sure he's all right. Cooper Sims. Mount Vernon's in a full court press, and Cooper Sims got
trapped, and it went right off of Elijah Parra's feet.
Yeah, Cooper Sims trying to get open. Evan Mazinga couldn't get to him. Just I guess, and now with the ball, now he's running out of the court, across the timeline to Seth Arabia in that right corner.
That's good.
Seth Arabia Now it's 6 points in this third quarter.
Another official timeout?
Yeah, the ball went to the officials bench.
Oh. Did not see that one.
Yeah, now Julian Smith takes up the court for Mount Vernon, guarded by Aaron Cookston. Julian Smith now over to the right wing. To Brady Fitzgerald at the top of the key. Over to Andrew Daughtry. Now Julian Smith at the top of the key. To Andrew Daughtry. Driving in on Cooper Sims. Over to Brady Fitzgerald in the left corner. That is good. Brady Fitzgerald now has nine. Aaron Cookson now the ball. Taking it up the court. Across the timeline. On the right wing. Over to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims on the left wing. Over to Aaron Cookson. Now Seth Aravia at the top of the key. Seth Aravia with the in between two Mount Vernon players for the three. Couldn't get it. But that'll do it for the third quarter. Arabians 29, Mount Vernon 31. This is the end of the third quarter. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I
want to
go outside. I
want to
be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Joe Buck Court, where the Pendleton Heights Arabians facing off against the Mount Vernon Marauders. Really close game right now. Mount Vernon leads 31-29, and it's been within 3 points, I think, this entire game. And it's been back and forth. Mount Vernon with the ball.
It's been very close, Ryan. Very close. Very intense matchup, as I anticipated it would be.
Yeah, this is a big rivalry between the two schools and almost every score, I would say. Julian Smith with the ball. Over to Brady Fitzgerald at the top of the key. Now back to Julian Smith on that right wing. Back to Brady Fitzgerald on the left, the right corner now. Trying to drive it on Seth Aravia. Foul called. I think it was on Seth Aravia for blocking. I think it was a blocking foul.
I think so.
Yep.
Yep, it is a blocking foul.
That is Seth's first foul. There's Brady Fitzgerald for Mount Vernon, taking it out. Over to Tanner Teschendorf. Now to Elijah Parra. Guarded by Aaron Cookson. At the top of the key. To Julian Smith on that left wing, driving in. Now Elijah Parra on the right wing. That is good. Elijah Parra has hit his past three-point attempts. Elijah Parra now up to 14 points. Cooper Sims taking it up for the Arabians on that right wing. Trying to get it to Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo tries to drive in. Little overthrown there from Cooper Sims. There was a turnover from the Arabians. Mount Vernon ball. Julian Smith taking up the court now for Mount Vernon, excuse me. Over to Brady Fitzgerald, who passes back to Julian Smith. Back over to Brady Fitzgerald. Barely misses, but Mount Vernon gets their own rebound. Gets two offensive rebounds right down low. That was Aiden Daughtry getting both of those offensive rebounds. She gets fouled by Cooper Sims.
They called that on Cooper Sims?
Actually, no, it's Aaron Cookson. Excuse me. Caught me there, Brady.
I was a little confused. I can't lie to you.
Aiden Daughtry. First one is good. That is his third point of the game.
in Daughtry, getting ready for a second one. 35-29, Mount Vernon leads, 6 minutes 57 seconds left. Aiden Daughtry's second one is good. Mount Vernon still in a four-court press. Aaron Cookson trying to take it up the court. So he's going to make it through pretty easily. Cooper Sims now at the top of the key with the ball. Guarded heavily by Julian Smith. Cooper Sims over to Josiah Gessel on that right corner. Foul called. Foul on Tanner Teschendorf, it looks like. It was. They called it a holding, so it must have been grabbing his jersey or something.
Timeout, Mount Vernon.
Timeout, Mount Vernon. We're going to take a quick break with him. 36-29. Mount Vernon leads. 6 minutes 39 seconds left in the quarter. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannereit's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannereit's.com. Dr. Dannereit's Dental Studio.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court, where the Pendleton Heights Arabians are facing off against the Mount Vernon Marauders. Mount Vernon leading 36-29, and Brayden, I think this is the largest margin of a lead of anyone has the entire game.
It may be, Ryan. Maybe close to the start of the game, they may have had maybe a little bit more than seven, but I don't think so. They've got a decently sized lead for the expectations of the game. It was expected to be a pretty tight game. Still is a pretty tight game. The anticipation is very intense, and yeah.
The Ravens are still not out of this game. You still have 6 minutes, 40 seconds
left.
They are
very much in this game.
They have the ball right now. Cooper Sims passing it in. Cooper Sims to Seth Arabia at the top of the key. Down low to Josiah Gessen now. Tanner Teschendorf tries to reach in on Josiah. Tyler Davis, excuse me. And Mazinga with the pass in. Josiah Gessen passes out to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims, that is good. That's his first three of the game. Second three, excuse me. Julian Smith taking up the court for Mount Vernon. On that left wing, guarded by Aaron Cookson. Over to Elijah Parra. Elijah Parra at the top of the key. Trying to set up a play. Guarded heavily by Evan Mazinga. Over to Brady Fitzgerald on that right wing. To Julian Smith at the top of the key. Really close to the half court. Almost stolen there by Cooper Sims. Elijah Parra in that left corner. Foul on Evan Mazingo. Shooting foul. So Elijah Parra is going to go to that charity stripe for three.
That's really not the shooter you want to send to the line, Ryan. He's not shooting a bad percentage this season, and he's not shooting a bad percentage tonight.
Yeah, actually Elijah's free throw percentage on the year is 100%. So this is definitely his strong point.
Yes.
And his first one is good. That puts him at 15. Elijah Parra for a second. 37-32. Mount Vernon leads. Second one is off.
They ruined a perfect streak.
That's his first miss of the year.
And we may have jinxed him, but it goes in the Arabian's favor.
Romani Wells goes in for Brady Fitzgerald. Elijah Parra getting ready for a second shot. Third shot, excuse me. Third shot is good, so it puts him at 16 on the night.
Gee, money.
Cooper Sims taking up the court, guarded by Julian Smith. Cooper Sims driving in on Julian Smith. Passes out to Evan Mazingo. Over to Aaron Cookson. Now to Seth Aravia on the left wing. Aaron Cookson on the left wing. Seth Aravia on that left corner. Back to Aaron Cookson. Aaron Cookson driving in. Mid-range jumper. No good. Julian Smith now with the... Julian Smith taking it up for the Marauders. Monty Wells on that left elbow. Elijah Pera on that right wing now. The ball. Now driving in from the top of the key. Passes out to Brady Fitzgerald. Brady Fitzgerald with the three is no good. Rebounded there by Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims taking it up. Passes over to Aaron Cookson. That was a great pass there by Cooper Sims. Aaron Cookson right there, right on that left post. Aaron Cookson now with 4 points.
Got a player down for the Marauders.
Only 4 point lead now for the Marauders, 34-38, with 4 minutes left, 4 minutes 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We have a official timeout. So Elijah Parra leading the game in points with 16, coming close behind Josiah Gessman with 13, Brady Fitzgerald with 9, Cooper Sims with 8. So we got two people over double digits and two more pretty close to getting to double digits.
I think we'll get there, Ryan. I think Josiah may hit 20 points. He's just got to keep cooking.
Yeah, Josiah, we still got 4 minutes, 41 seconds, and if the Ravens did what they did in that third quarter, trying to get down low to Josiah, it really did work in that third quarter. They got the lead back and everything.
They did.
I think the Marauders kind of try to isolate Josiah Gessman, try to not let him get the ball. We haven't seen him have the ball a whole lot down low. I think if they try to get down low to him, it's going to be a pretty good way to score for the Arabians.
It will be. I also like the factor of Cooper Sims being able to shoot it from three every once in a while, drive it, and then he creates a shot for other people. It relieves a lot of room for versatility in a player. That's why he's getting so many minutes as a sophomore.
Yes, his first year on varsity. Well deserved. Ray Fitzgerald on that left wing for Mount Vernon. Pass to Elijah Parra now on the right wing. Elijah Parra heavily guarded there by Aaron Cookson. Over to Riker Bear on the top of the key to Aiden Daughtry. Guarded by Evan Mazingo. Trying to drive in. Evan Mazingo stops him. Elijah Parra now at the top of the key. Aaron Cookson giving him no space. Driving in. Great defense there by Seth Aravia. Foul on the court. That is Josiah's second foul of the game. Official timeout. We're going to take a quick break with them. Mount Vernon leads 38-34. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court with Mount Vernon Marauders lead 38-34 with 4 minutes left. Monty Wells on the charity stripe. First one is no good. Monty Wells, who averages 15 points per game, actually is zero in tonight's game.
It's not a very it's not very usual you see him at 0 points. Maybe every once in a while he'll get held down every other year probably. But you're not going to see him getting stuck at 0 points like this. Great job by the Ravens defense.
Yeah, second one is no good. Rebounded there by Josiah Gessman. Cooper Sims taking it up the court. Over to Aaron Cushman on the top key now. To Evan Mazingo. Back to Aaron Cookston. To Cooper Sims. Back to Aaron. To Cooper Sims now. Foul on the court. I think it's Romani Wells.
Fourth.
This is fourth. Yeah, you are right.
One more and he'll be out. And we're in the very key last minutes of the game.
Yeah, and he's one of the only ones who can defend Josiah, it looks like.
Yeah.
Romani Wells is not on the court. Josiah really does well. Aaron Cookson with the ball on the right corner. Now to Cooper Sims at the top of the key. Back to Aaron Cookson on the right wing. Cooper Sims on the left wing. Driving in. Almost goes out of bounds. Reverse layup is no good. Foul called. Foul called on Cooper Sims. That is his first.
I think he actually might have stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, it was really close.
He may have caught his foot on the baseline. Maybe the refs give him it, but he still comes out with a foul. So
Mount Vernon now is in bonus.
They are in bonus, and they have a four-point lead. So with 3:20 to go, it's Mount Vernon ball.
And Riker Bear to the line. Yeah, with this new rule for IHSAA, for bonus, you don't have like a single bonus where you only get one shot, and if it doesn't make, you can get the rebound. You always get two shots now. So Riker Bear with his second. His first one was no good. Riker Bear, second one is good.
Timeout called,
Mount Vernon. We're going to stick right here, though. 39-34, 3 minutes, 19 seconds left. Mount Vernon leading. So heading into this late game, what do you think the Arabians are going to try to do, Braden, to pull out with this one?
Well, they've got to try to get in the post to Josiah Gustin. Back in the second to third quarter-ish, they're pushing the paint, and Josiah was scoring points. He was up to 13 points within like maybe a quarter or so, and now he's been kind of shut out this and a little bit dormant this the rest of the second half. But they need to get back into the paint to him. But I really do like the idea of having Cooper Sims and bringing the versatility, being able to shoot, being able to create some space on the floor and pass it back to a shooter like Evan Mozingo and maybe pop a couple threes, get the lead. I don't know. It's a little stressful.
Yeah, I agree with you with Josiah Gustin there. Because Romani Wells is guarding Josiah, and Romani has four fouls. Mm-hmm. So if you get a down low to Josiah and he draws the foul there, Romani is out of the game, and he's the only one who's been able to guard Josiah.
Nobody else has stopped Josiah, and it's working pretty well for the Arabians if they get Romani Wells to foul out.
Aaron Cookson taking up the court for the Arabians. Over to Cooper Sims. Now Aaron Cookson at the top of the key. To Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin driving in. Passes back out to Aaron Cookson. Aaron Cookson wide open for three. Goes in and out. No good. Julian Smith gets the board. Almost travels. Passes to Aiden Daughtry. Aiden Daughtry passes back to Julian Smith. Julian Smith taking it up the court. Crossing the timeline to Aiden Daughtry on that right wing. Over to Riker Bear. Riker Bear passes to Brady Fitzgerald. Back to Riker Bear at the top of the key. Timeout called. Mount Vernon. We'll take a quick break with them. 39-34. Mount Vernon leads. 2 minutes 36 seconds left in this fourth quarter. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court, where Mount Vernon is leading the Arabians 39-34. 2 minutes 36 seconds left in this fourth quarter. This game is not over. Down by 5 points, but we've seen a bigger comeback from the Arabians in this game. And I think, as you said, in that right before we took the break, try to get down low to Josiah Gustin, and it did work for I mean, Romani Wells with four fouls now, trying to stop Josiah Gessman. It's really tough to stop.
Draw one foul. Romani Wells is gone. They don't have a whole lot of options to guard Josiah Gessman. He's standing at 6'8". There's not a whole lot of height in this conference, if I'm being real. There is not a whole lot of height. Josiah Gessman's probably one of the tallest, if not the tallest. I don't believe there's somebody who can stop him besides Romani Wells.
Yeah, Brady Fitzgerald taking it out for Mount Vernon. Over to Aiden Daughtry. Julian Smith now with the ball on the top of the key. Guarded by Josiah Gessman. Josiah Gessman came all the way down from down low. Trapped. Julian Smith figures out a way to get out of it. To Riker Bear at the top of the key. Now back to Julian Smith. Almost looks like they're trying to trap the Mount Vernon Marauders. Aiden Daughtry trying to drive down low on Aaron Cookson. Foul on Aaron Cookson there.
That's his fourth.
So two players in this game with four.
They're trying to get all their points from the charity stripe.
Yeah.
Trying to waste some clock, shoot some clock, draw a foul, get some points from the charity stripe. It's an efficient plan, and it works.
39-34, Marauders lead. Aiden Daughtry on the charity stripe for his first shot. First shot is up, and it is good. That is his fifth point of the night. Seth Aravia is going in for Dontrez Braxton. Ramey's going with the big lineup here. Cooper Sims, only, you could say, guard out there. Aiden Daughtry's second one is good. Aaron Cookson taking it out for the Arabians. Marauders in the full court press. Aaron Cookson taking it up the court. Over to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims crosses the timeline to Josiah Gessman in that left wing. Driving in on Romani Wells. Almost tipped away. Josiah Gessman gets it back. Aaron Cookson passes all the way over to Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims misses the three. Over to Josiah Gessman. Josiah Gessman driving in. Seth Aravia now with the ball in the left wing, driving in. Barely misses the layup, but Josiah Gessman gets the ball back, and that is a foul. Josiah Gessman shooting two. It's Brady Fitzgerald, that is his third foul. Josiah Gessman going for two. Charity stripe. ...41-34, Mount Vernon Marauders lead. Minute 39 seconds left.
I think we need a mop boy, Ryan.
Yeah,
we've sweat on the floor.
We've had a lot of official timeouts just to wipe up sweat.
I'll be a mop boy.
You'll be a mop boy?
I'll be a mop boy.
Josiah Gessman's first one is good. Puts him to 14. Dontrez Braxton subs in for Seth Aravia.
Side Gustin, he is 72% free throw shooter before coming into the game tonight, and he makes both from the line.
Yep, Josiah up to 15 now. Now, Arabians in the full court press, trying to slow down. Barely gets it over. Elijah Pera passes to Romani Wells. Now Elijah Pera trapped. Foul on Cooper Sims. Cooper Sims push. So Elijah Pera on the line. Yeah, she misses first free throw of the year in this game earlier in this fourth quarter. 36-41, Mount Vernon leads. Second one is missed.
That's
that is shocking for him.
Very. Coming into the game 100% from the free throw line, and he's missed a couple tonight.
He's missed. Ooh, you said two. Elijah Pera, the second one. The second one is good. 42-36. Minute 24 left. Arabians with the ball. Cooper Sims. The ball crosses timeline pretty easily through the full court press. Josiah Gessman on that wing.
deep two, foul and one. Lamonte Wells, that is his fifth foul.
Hey, Ryan, what do we say? Big-time players make big-time plays.
That is right, Braden. That is Josiah with the and one. Deep two. This is a mid-range jumper. It's good. 38-42, and Josiah Gessen's going to the line to try to bring this lead down to three. Josiah Gessen. Shot is up. And it is good. Now down to 3 points, 39-42.
Now with the 3 points, minute 10 to go, I believe the Arabians are going to make an aggressive time on defense right here.
Yeah, Julian Smith. Foul on Josiah Gessen. A lot of people disagree with it. As you can hear from the student section, I bet all you guys can hear it. Julian Smith on the line for two. I think official timeout. There was sweat on the ball.
More sweat?
Yeah, more sweat on the ball.
Man, make me the mop boy. I'll clean this floor up so nice. I'll keep Joe Buck Court in check.
First one is good. Julian Smith's 8 point of the game. Julian Smith. The second is up, and it is good. 44-39 now, minute left to go. Elijah Power goes out of the game. Tyler Davis goes in for Mount Vernon.
1 minute remaining.
Kirsten's taking it up the court. Josiah Gessen now on the left wing. Josiah Gessen over to Seth Aravia. Seth Aravia to Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo with the three from the right wing, no good. Rebounded there by Brady Fitzgerald. Julian Smith taking it up the court. Trying to trap Julian Smith here. Riker Bear. Stolen from Cooper Sims. Foul on Riker Bear. Aaron Kirkston will go to the line for two.
So it's some very key free throws for Aaron Cookson and the Arabians. He's got to make these two to bring this into the one-possession game.
Yeah, Aaron Cookson, 65% on the year on the charity stripes.
Not the greatest percentage, but I believe he's a clutch player.
Aaron Cookson with his first. First one is up. It goes off the back rim. No
too
good.
Strong.
Just, I guess, are trying to pick up Aaron Cookson.
He might need to quit bench pressing. He shot it too hard. It's absurd.
Aaron Cookston with the second. Second one is up. It is short. Full court press still. Seth Aravia guarding. Aiden Daughtry with the ball. Stolen by Cooper Sims. Aaron Cookston picks it up. Evan Mazingo now taking it up on the left wing. Evan Mazingo with the shot. And it is good. It is good. Down to 2 points. Timeout. Pendleton Heights. We're going to stay right here. 14 seconds left. 44-42. Mount Vernon leads. Evan Mazingo with 6 points now. That is a very clutch three, Braden.
That is a big-time player. It's make big-time plays.
You are most certainly right, Braden.
Aaron Cook. They're not Aaron Cookston. What am I saying? Evan Mazingo is him.
Evan Mazingo last year was actually the guy who brought Pendleton back into the game, and he was the one who was trusted with that last-second shot. Sadly, he did not go in. But
I'm trusting him with the last-second shot again.
Yeah, I think you still keep, as you said, still keep the trust of Evan Mazingo. Evan Mazingo is
shooting 44% from three-point range.
Yeah,
that
this
is
year.
An insane statistical.
Yeah, and he's averaging second highest in the team right now.
Yeah.
Maybe actually the highest.
He's second highest behind Josiah Gessen, but he been a very key player so far in this game. And clutch.
Yeah. So we got a little bit more time here. I feel like the Arabians are going to go full court press.
I don't see how we couldn't.
Yeah, you
gotta
have to.
Just got to hope Josiah Gessen doesn't foul or Aaron Cookston. both in a little bit of foul trouble. And if you foul, they go to the line.
Hey, Caden Simmons poke out the last two steals for the Arabians in very clutch times. Where that three came from wasn't a steal from Cooper Simmons.
And they actually Simmons throws it back.
Yeah, he actually is out, but they're bringing out all the great defenders, looks like.
Very quick, very shoot. They're looking to shoot the ball.
Julius Smith gets the ball. Brady Fitzgerald, they are missing a fouls. Brady Fitzgerald, so
Ravens are looking to shoot the ball. They have brought in the highest percentage shooters in our team.
Yeah, Brady Fitzgerald going to the line for two. He hasn't hit a free throw all year, actually.
Aaron Cookson? Was that on Aaron Cookson?
No, that was on Evan Mazingo.
Oh, okay.
Brady Fitzgerald with his first. You can hear the crowd. First one is no good. These are some very important free throws for Mount Vernon. If he doesn't hit this one, the Ravens could hit a three.
That could.
And win the game. So we'll stop. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court. The Arabians, really, 12 seconds left, down two. Brady Fitzgerald with the one free throw left. They're actually in the timeout right now. Arabians took second to last timeout. They got one more left. But Brady Fitzgerald hasn't hit a free throw all year. Missed his first one. Got one more left. And got 12 seconds on the clock.
To be honest, Brady Fitzgerald is a guy you would want to send to the line. Shooting 0% from free throw. Obviously, he's gonna be working on that free throw shot after this game.
Yeah. I say you almost have to hit this free throw just to hope.
Secure overtime or maybe a victory. You got to make this one.
Yeah, but you heard the crowd on that first one. It's loud. And I feel like the pressure might get to Brady Fitzgerald here, but
I honestly don't see how he's shooting 0% from the free charity stripe. He shot pretty well from the three-point line tonight.
Yeah. Hey, pressure.
Pressure
is everything. Second one is no good. Rebounded there by Josiah Gustin. 10 seconds left on the clock. Josiah Gustin taking it up the court. Josiah Gustin driving down to Evan Mazingo. Oh, timeout. Arabians, 2 seconds left. Ah! We're going to take a quick break with them. This is 42-44, 2 seconds left, excuse me, in this game. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Joe Buck Court for the Arabians. 2 seconds left. They really need to make a shot here. They're down two. Have the ball on their side. And Isaac Wilson taking it out for the Arabians. They need to pass it in soon. Evan Mazinga with the ball. Evan Mazinga with the three. Really hard fought game there. Just no good. Mount Vernon pulls out with the win. 42-44. Mount Vernon wins. We'll be right back with you guys. Me and Braden will claim the Arabian player of the game, talk about final stats, and meet with Coach Buck. But this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM.
Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. And we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of a school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court. The Arabians barely couldn't pull out the win. Lost by two. Evan Mazing with that last second shot just barely didn't go in. But me and Brady are going to talk about a couple of final game stats. Then we'll have Coach Buck later. So for the Mount Vernon Marauders, Elijah Parra with 17, then Julian Smith and Brady Fitzgerald both with 9, then Aiden Daughtry with 6, Tyler Davis with 2, then Riker Bear with 1. So 3-point field goal percentage for the second half was 50%, then 2-point field goal percentage was 40. So pretty good field goal percentage overall for the Mount Vernon Marauders. And switching over to the Pendleton Heights side of things, Josiah Gusson leading the team with 18 points. Then Seth Laravia with 6. Then Aaron Cushman with 4. Cooper Sims with 8. So not very spread out for the points for the Arabians, as were the Mount Vernon Marauders, which for the field goal percentage was 50% on both two-point and three-point. But in overall, they were 41.7 and 37.5 in two- and three-point percentage for the Arabians, where the Mount Vernon Marauders are 47% from 3, 35 from 2, so you could say just the shots maybe were taken from the Arabians may have been a little rushed, but at the same time, they did a great job at defending Mount Vernon, and they just were able to make all those shots, and just great job from the Marauders to hit those.
I agree. The Marauders had some very clutch points, if you would take it that way. They had some very late second shots that set them up for a victory against the Arabians, and the Arabians just couldn't follow through with the last second shot.
Yeah, so in the first quarter, there were only 8 total points scored in the entire, between both teams, so it's 5-3. And going into the second quarter, it would be 13-9. Then the Arabians, the Arabians brought it up to 17 points. Then at fourth quarter, there was a lot of scoring.
Oh,
final
wow.
score would be 42-44 Mount Vernon Marauders. So I think you could take a lot of positive things from Pendleton here. From all the defense was just great from
I
the
think
Arabians.
The Arabian defense was great. I believe a key player in the defense was Cooper Sims and Aaron Cookson. Those are two standouts I saw on defense. Obviously Cooper Sims coming up to a couple late game steals, which set the Arabians up to come back into the game. And Aaron Cookson, I feel like he played great defense all night. He was moving, he was shifting his feet. I don't feel like he had a very bad defensive possession the whole game.
Yeah, the Arabians did a really good job at stopping Romani Wells. He had 0 points on the game. But
I was very surprised about that.
Yeah, and Elijah Parra had 17.
Yeah.
And he averaged just 10 in Romani Wells.
He stepped up in place of Romani Wells. I will say that. We couldn't handle. I think we game planned for different people, and we didn't game plan a whole lot for Elijah Parra, and I believe he stepped up and he put up a lot of points for the Marauders as he needed to.
Yeah, Elijah Parra was on point. Three, he was 50% from three, and 60% from the shorter than the arc from the two, and and he did a great job at shooting and defense. His defense was great. But then Romani Wells, he did a great job at stopping Josiah Gustin. Then he got that fifth foul, and kind of looked like we had something going for Josiah. But then Evan Mazingo, all lights were shining on him for that last second shot. And I think you put your trust in Evan Mazingo no matter what. Even though he missed that one, I don't think you should break any trust with Evan Mazingo.
I feel like you got to give him that shot after he walked in. He walked into the stadium, knowing it's going to be a tough game. He comes out here, fourth quarter, puts the game back in range by hitting a very clutch three. They give him an opportunity. He doesn't make the opportunity. It's all right, but sometimes you don't make all the opportunity to get.
So we're going to take a quick break here. Coming up next will be Coach Joe Buck, and we will crown the player, the ASM player of the game. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court. We have a little bit more time before we can sit down with Coach Buck for this post-game interview. So we're going to go to me and Braden are going to crown the ASM player of the game, and me and Braden talked over during the break, and we decided on Josiah Gustin. Josiah Gustin did a great job for the Arabians. He had 18. He led the entire game in scoring. He went 6 for 12 from field goal. He actually had zero three-pointers taken the entire game. He was 6 for 7 from 2. I mean, just Josiah. I think Josiah Gustin is like the key player of this Arabian squad.
I could feel the same way, Ryan. He plays the lights out in games he needs to. He plays with great passion. He plays with great effort. I don't know that I've seen him not give a good effort play. I know in football we get docked if you have bad effort. Josiah would be winning that conversation with zero lacks of effort. He gave all the effort he had. He put the game in close for the Arabians, and we just kept all up short.
So Coach Buck joining us now. Thank you for joining us, Coach.
Thank you guys for having me up here.
So Josiah Gustin with 18 points tonight. So how do you think his performance was tonight?
Well, we were trying to get him the basketball inside, obviously. He played hard. He battled. I thought that defensively they held him all night long. But that just isn't the way the game was being called. And we've got to learn to play through that. We played some other opponents that it was a very physical game, and they allowed it to be physical, and we're just going to have to learn to play with that and become more physical ourselves. But Josiah had a good basketball game.
So we saw a lot of Cooper Sims during this game. So how do you think Cooper Sims has evolved from the start to now?
I mean, that's a young man. It's only a sophomore. We have to remember that. Hasn't always played the point he has before, but we have him in there now trying to run the offense when Dontrez is not in there. I think that he's coming along. He's a player that we mentioned in the radio show. He's getting much better at handling the basketball. He penetrates as well as any guard that we have, and he normally makes good decisions when he gets in the key area or to the elbow and distributes the ball well. So I think that he's coming along. And we had to throw him in there early in the season, probably earlier than I wanted to, but I think he's doing a good job for us.
So you do play Connersville tomorrow here. So a lot of early game turnovers tonight. So how do you think you're going to improve for tomorrow night?
Well, we talked in the pregame. It's two different types of teams. Connersville, defensively, they run multiple defenses. We've worked on that throughout the week in practice. They'll play some 2-3. They'll play some 1-3-1. They'll play 1-2-2. They'll play man-to-man. They'll press full court off and on. So completely different prep than what we had for Mount Vernon. Defensively, you know, that's several games in a row now that we've put together a defense that's been good enough to win. At the start of the season, I was really concerned about our defense. We even toyed with a little bit of zone defense because I was concerned that we weren't going to be able to keep anyone in front of us defensively with man-to-man. We've made big improvements in that area, and that's what's kept us in the games when we've been close. Even at Westfield, it kept us in the game for the first half. So I'm proud of the way they've improved there. Our block-off's better. We compete. You know, we started off the game, and the game plan was to get the ball inside and get us off to a start and get some baskets right there at the rim and give us an opportunity to possibly draw some fouls on Wells. They're big, and we didn't do that. That was the biggest disappointment of the game. We settled for perimeter shots, and we had one of those games where, you know, we shot 25% again in the first half. And we've had other games. The Wapahoney game was like that. And so that part is the biggest disappointment. We didn't execute right out of the chute offensively. Had we done that, I think we could have gotten off to a better start. And this is a team that has been their nature. If they can't get the ball in the basket, they have a tendency to get their daubers down, their chins down, and have to play from behind, and that's tough.
So
I'm proud of them the way they battled back in the second half. We had a chance to win the game. We missed some shots that I think we'll normally make. We missed some key free throws. We had a shot to win. And you can't fault kids. Nobody misses layups or nobody misses free throws or nobody misses a three on purpose. So I don't have any problem with that. We had a chance.
So we'll take a quick break, and me and Braden will talk about tomorrow night's game. This is the Arabian Sports Network,
91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org. Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 917WEEM.
Welcome back here to Joe Buck Court for Mount Vernon Marauders pull out the win against the Pendleton Heights Arabians, 44-42. Tomorrow, actually, Pendleton Heights plays Connersville at home. So, Braden, what do you think the Arabians need to do, as we heard from Coach Buck? What do you think they need to do to improve and just stay motivated for tomorrow night's game?
I say just don't put your head down, really. You really can't put your head down at that point. They played a great game. It's really the mental side of things. You can't put your head down after you miss a shot. You can't put your head down if you miss a layup or a free throw. But you just got to make the free throws, and you got to make the layup so you don't get down by two at the very end of the game, obviously, and don't have to try to attempt a very distant three off a very unbalanced footing. And it's a very tough shot to make, like Evan tried to. And it's not always going to go at the rate he was going. He just needed to make more free throws, more layups, and maybe some more clutch three-pointers.
Yeah, I think the Ravens can take a lot out of this game positively, as I said earlier. I mean, they played a great job on defense against Romani Wells, holding him to zero, who he's tied for the leading points per game with 15 with Julian Smith. And I got to say, Julian Smith is a great player. I mean, he's moving around the court. I can see him on the right corner, and I see him on the left wing with the ball in a second. I mean,
he's really a floor general for the Marauders. He was passing, he was shooting, he was rebounding, and he was stealing the ball from the Arabians. He was an all-around good player this game, and it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, so Pendleton Heights plays Connersville tomorrow night at 7:30 here. If you can't make it to the game, you can listen to it right here on the Arabian Sports Network, but that will do it for our broadcast tonight. Thank you to Sam Duffer in the studio for making this broadcast run smoothly. But that'll do it for us. For Braden Folk, I'm Ryan Davis. This is the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.